Dad, you can put your shoes on.
Ross was saying to Marky, what do you want? You want your pan? Do you want something? What do you want?
All
right, do you want the hose?
Want the Incredible?
And this is a style that he knows how you have to talk to Marky. You have to say, do you want this? Do you want that? What do you want? You have to fill in all the answers for Mark, right? Because he doesn't know the answer. Also, up in the bed, Mark, what Ross said, don't joke me you're coming up. In other words, don't tease me and tell me that you're coming up. Isn't that what you said?
No.
What was it?
Don't joke me that you saw what I did.
Right, that was it. That I could see through. Don't joke me. That was it. Don't joke me that you saw what I did. In other words, that you could see through the mattress up and see what he was doing on the bunk above. And so it was a misuse of joke. That was, don't tease me and tell me that you can see what I did. That was the idea.
What did I do?
I don't know. I said that you were doing something up there.
Well, it was a better, more consistent
use. Ross had, just a minute, Mark. Ross had his tape on Mr. Rogers, and he turned it over and rolled it backwards to get Bernie and Bert, and Mary said, are you sure you did it right? He said, I did it, yeah. What did he say?
Well, I don't remember.
Okay, but anyway, he knows how to do his tape recorder. Bad, Mark. Ross said, put this on, and I said, what's the nice word? He said, put this on, please. And I sort of looked at him, and he said, please, I'll be very good if you do. Right, Ross? So he's learning how to ask very nicely. Ross is learning some very nice ways of asking about people to do things. Can you think of some other nice way?
Pretty please?
Pretty please. Another nice way is, oh, please do it. I'll be very grateful. You can say, I'll be very grateful. That's nice.
I just want to say,
okay. Ross was trying on some various pairs of pants, and he said, now, Dad, can I get dressed back as I was? That's exactly what he said, as I was. Not like I were or anything, but as I was.
Is that the right one?
Yes, you said it right. You said it correctly, Ross. Ross said, we'll break my bed, so let's go sleep in Marky's. He likes to sleep in Marky's brother's bed, right, Ross?
But you
think Marky's bed is nicer?
Yeah, you know what?
Why?
Because you always rip the top of mine.
You do?
Yeah.
Try not. Oh, don't do that, Ross.
The bottom.
Don't put your fingers in there, you bad boy.
It just tickles.
Don't you dare do that.
Just tickles, Dad.
It's not right.
Dad, I'm going to fix it.
Okay, now
we'll have to tape it.
We'll tape it up. Okay. I love you.
I love you.
You want to tell me a story? No, just tell me a little story.
I don't know
one. You know the one about, let's see. Do you know the story about the little boy and his daddy?
What?
And when the little boy wanted candy and his daddy didn't have any money?
I don't know that.
Do you know about the little boy with the balloons? And the Sandman?
What do you mean? You tell me that.
You tell me and I'll tell you the rest.
No, I can't.
Can't remember?
I can't remember.
Try to remember some.
I can't.
Try just a part.
I can't.
I'd like to know.
You made it up.
I know, but I'd like to know some of your ideas.
My father.
Uh-huh.
And the rabbit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the warm bunny.
Uh-huh.
Cherry, nut, and hamburger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Okay. Now you tell me the rest.
And the little bunny used to bounce a lot on Ross's butt down his pillow because there wasn't enough pillow to sleep on the floor. We were all lying on the floor with pillows, and Ross said, I'm bringing down my pillow because there's none left. There's that pillow, there's none pillow left. What he meant was there's no pillow left. Ross is sitting upstairs with Mark, speaking very softly with him, and says, do you have to go now? Don't go now. is this your car? And he has this little baby talk style with Mark. Not really baby talk with Mark. He doesn't use baby talk. He's just talking with him very gently and trying to get him to be good. Occurs while Ross and Mark are sitting on the floor here playing with lots of toys and pushing around little boxes full of toys, little small little, and there are a lot of little cards, postcards all around the floor. Ross and Mark.
Teacher said that Richie Schiavone said to Ross, "There's only one Batman, and I'm it, so you can't be Batman." And Ross looked at him and went and sat down in the classroom, sat down and thought and thought, and finally came back to Richie and said, "There's the comic strip Batman, right?" And Richie said, "Yeah." "And then there's the movie, the real Batman, right?" Richie said, "Yeah." And Ross said, "Well, that's two. Which one are you going to be?" let's see, another thing. Ross told me this morning that it wouldn't be as much fun to have a girl. Let's see, if I said, "What if I'd had a girl or something?" He said, "Well, wouldn't it be much as much fun?" I said, "Why?" Said, "Because when you have a sister, you can't sleep with her when you get older." I said, "Where'd you hear that?" And he said, Daddy told me that's what happened to him when he was little."
Well, that's true. I did tell him that. I told him that when my sister got older, I couldn't sleep with her.
Yeah, he remembered that.
Yeah.
What was the other thing I told you that he said?
Well, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Ross has a... forgotten exactly what the argument was, but it's like in the Magic Man argument in Bernice and Lyon, where somebody says that you can't be magic because I went over to your house and I saw that you didn't have any magic hats. Ross did something like this, where he said, "No, it's not true because I looked all over and you didn't have one." I said that I don't know, I said I had something. He said, "No, it's not true, because I looked all over and you didn't have one." And this is all pretty much on a fantasy level. It's like I said I had an asparagus plant or something. And Ross said, "No, you don't have one, because I looked all over and you didn't have one." something like that. So it's proof by saying that I've done the search and I couldn't find it.
Ross asked me if his piece of bread, which he had taken back together and taken apart and put back together again, does this look fixed? Mom, does this look fixed? And I said, yes, it does. And he said, well, it's not fixed. I tricked you.
Ross came down to me and said, Daddy, I can't see which of these Mommy taped. And I said, well, Mommy taped them. I can't see. What did you say? I can't see which of these Mommy taped?
Yeah.
And I said, she taped them all. And I said, she taped them all. And then he said, but I can't see the names on the tapes. And I said, oh, I'll come in and help you. In other words, he wanted me to help him read the labels on the new tapes that Mommy had made for him.
Labels?
Yeah, just, I'll tell you, I'll explain to you. And instead of asking me how to read the labels, he came in and asked me which of them had been taped. Just a minute, Ross. Yes, same idea. Same as the labels on your Star Wars website. Turned out at preschool today that Ross thought that maybe Marky's lunch bill had gotten confused with somebody else's, and he said, Dad, you know what? I think that there's nobody that has the same lunchbox as I. In other words, no one has the same lunch, has a lunchbox exactly like mine. And he was comparing this with Marky. Somebody else had a lunchbox like Mark's. Ross threatened me and said, if you don't read my book or Marky's, then we won't go to sleep. I said, no, it's either my book or Marky's.
Either?
Yes. Either my book or either. That's either. Funny. Is that a funny sound you work? Yeah. How about either?
Yeah.
You have to read either my book
either.
Or Marky's.
Either.
Either. You like that one better?
Yeah. Okay. I like that. If you don't read Marky's,
no, if you don't read either mine or Marky's.
Ross said, I want my lunchbox, and I said, what for? And he said, for to eat.
Telling Mark about, I was saying to Mark, I had been down to my office, and we saw my books, and my chair turns around, and I said, you remember Marky? And then I said, Ross, you've never been to my office. And he said, yeah.
No, you don't.
You've never been to my office. You don't remember what's there. And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, I know now. There's papers and a turning chair. Right, Daddy? Russ said, you know what I would do if I were a superhero? And I said, what? He said, if I were a super, I would do, I don't know. And I said, what would you do? He said, I would fly up a tree. That's what I would do if I was a superhero. So he shifted from where it was. Ross didn't want any more milk, and he said, I don't want no more. I corrected him, of course. Mary said, Ross said, come on, Marky, we're going to sink. And Mary said, what do you mean? And Ross said, sunk. And of course, he didn't mean that at all. He meant exactly what he said, which is, we're going to sink. And somehow he thought that maybe Mary's misunderstanding, he ought to just change the tense of the verb.
This morning, Brian said, if I were you, or I would take a bath if I were you,
yeah.
Or something like that. And Ross said, well, you weren't me.
Ross said, could we make a Star Wars space trek, Star Wars spaceship? And I said, I don't know, Ross. I don't know how hard it is. Star Trek spaceship. And he said, I don't know, Ross. I don't know how hard it is. He said, just look at this book, this comic book, and it'll tell you. Which is true, there's some description of how to make it in there. Marky said, there's somebody in there, and Ross said, that you need? And then Marky said, there's somebody in there. He said, you mean Superman? He was trying to figure out why Marky was saying that there was somebody in there. And this game was, he was playing with Marky, ill-defined game. Ross said, do you know who I want to dress up as tomorrow? I said, who? He said, Spider-Man and Peter Parker. And I said, oh, great. You can do that tomorrow. You remember? You said, yeah, I'll remember always. Right?
Ross.
Good boy. I told Ross that I was going to be gone for 2 nights. I was going to be gone tomorrow, and then Curtin says we're going to come in the next day. And Ross said, just 3 times? And I said, no, 2. He said, I mean, there's today, that's 1, and then tomorrow, and then 3.
In other words, and then the other one.
In other words, he realizes very accurately that I'll be back on the third day, which is 2 days away.
3 days.
No, I'm not going to be gone 3 days.
Well, you're going to be gone.
I'll be gone
3 days.
A full 2 days.
See, he's counting.
A little more than 2 days, Ross. Yeah, almost 3. If you count today as 1 day, right?
But let's count nights.
How many? Ross has given me things to protect me on my trip, and he said, the Munchichi, whoever bad comes to you, take the Wampa too. Now, what do you mean, whoever bad comes to me?
Take Wampa and Munchichi.
What for?
Munchichi slap and Wampa slap.
Okay, and
just the Munchichi.
Yep.
Thank you. And no one bad will hurt me, right?
And
that's enough. That's enough good choice.
That's good enough. Let's go.
Okay, now. Off to preschool, little one.
Munchichi will slap whoever's bad to you.
No one will be bad to me. I'll think about you all the time I'm gone. Okay?
Dad, want me to show you something?
That's how I'm going to hold you when I come back, okay? That's how I'll hold you when I come back. This is how Daddy holds his little boy.
No, I'm the Munchichi.
Okay. Now goodbye. Goodbye, Peter Munchichi.
Your tape's going
on. Okay, bye-bye.